This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new restrictive abortion law. The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
It's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law. President Trump tweeting this morning that those in the U.S. illegally should not be too comfortable, saying that the Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers at the southern border. His tweets coming a day after he outlined a new immigration reform plan that Democrats call dead on arrival. And this is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile. Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
The House Ways and Means Committee had set today as the deadline for the Treasury Department to hand over the president's tax returns, but the Treasury continues to defy Democrats' request for 6 years of them. About a dozen people escape injury when a fighter jet from a California airbase comes crashing through a warehouse roof, the pilot having ejected. Cal Fire Captain Fernando Herrera.
That's pretty remarkable that it fell into a building. There wasn't a large explosion. There was no civilians injured severely. The pilot was ejected, survived.
The fighter jet had just taken off from March Air Reserve Base in Riverside seconds before. Millions of Americans facing the threat of large hail and damaging winds and maybe tornadoes today through the weekend. The National Weather Service says areas most likely at risk today are from South Dakota down through West Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The group overseeing the SAT will begin using what's called an adversity score, which it says will reflect the social and economic background of each student taking the test.
What this tool allows us to see is there is so much more talent out there than a test score reveals alone.
That's CEO of the College Board, David Coleman, speaking to NBC News. The adversity score will use 15 factors, including the crime rate and poverty level of the student's neighborhood. Colleges and universities will be able to see the scores while reviewing applications. 50 colleges used that adversity score in a test run last year, and they plan to expand the program to 150 schools this year. Lawmakers in New York are considering banning texting while walking. Legislation has been introduced in the state Senate there that aims to penalize people who are typing on their phones while crossing a street. The measure meant to cut down on incidents where pedestrians are struck by vehicles. Fines would range from $50 to $150. Some smaller cities in California have already passed similar laws. And a social media sensation known as Grumpy Cat has passed away. The cat's owner is saying in a statement that the 7-year-old cat died from an infection on Tuesday. Now, the cat's name was actually Tartar Sauce. It belonged to a Phoenix, Arizona family. She has more than 2.4 million followers on Instagram and 1.5 million on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, we're going to talk about one of our founding fathers, okay? And like so many of our founding fathers that contributed so much, I mean, what did we have, William Hyland? A total of, 58, almost 60 signers of the Declaration that you might say would be founding fathers?
Oh, absolutely. But George Mason is kind of the lost founder in all of this, and I hope my book changes that.
I'm sure it will, but as I said, in the midst of all these men with different personalities, different things that they brought to the table here in the founding of this country of ours, and I think, you know, what you have brought out in writing about Mason is that, you know, how many other founding fathers offered significant elements to our founding that have been underreported?
His accomplishments are really underreported, as you say. You know, he basically wrote the blueprint for both the Declaration of Independence a month before it was written by Jefferson, mm-hmm. and he wrote the Virginia Declaration of Rights, which was basically the blueprint for the first 10 amendments, which became the Bill of Rights 12 years earlier. So he really does not get credit for those two most important documents. And in fact, it's really interesting to note that he coined those most important terms, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, I love
those
that.
Those were his original words that Jefferson borrowed a month later to write the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with William G. Hyland, Jr. He is the author of the new book, George Mason, the Founding Father Who Gave Us the Bill of Rights. Your book is so rich in history here because of, you know, the character, the personality of George Mason.
He really is unknown. If Jefferson was a genius, which he was both personally and politically, George Mason was a near genius. He did not go to college or law school like Jefferson or Madison. He was self-taught in his uncle's library of 1,700 volumes of library books, all English jurists. So he self-taught himself these constitutional theories, and he never went to college or law school.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's one thing to get information from the historic account of books and writers and philosophers and that. But another thing to, you know, begin to espouse these ideas and, share your interpretation. And for him, go ahead.
No, absolutely, absolutely. If you read his Virginia Declaration of Rights, which is basically the blueprint for our Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, you'll see that he basically wrote the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. He wrote the Fourth Amendment, the right for search and seizures without a warrant. I mean, these were all his writings, all his words, which were adopted 12 years later at the Constitutional Convention. Mm-hmm. In 1787.
Well, and even before that, you write that the whole idea of a Declaration of Independence, people associate that with Jefferson, but you say actually it was adapted directly from Mason's Virginia Declaration of Rights.
It was. He wrote that at the Virginia Constitutional Convention a month before Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, and there were couriers going back and forth between Virginia and where the Declaration was being written in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And Richard Henry Lee, who was the delegate at the convention in Philadelphia, actually gave Jefferson a copy of Mason's Declaration of Rights. So he borrowed heavily from Mason's original Declaration of Rights to write the Declaration.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to gather any kind of idea in terms of, you know, here's Mason opening himself up, his intellect, as you say, not formal, and I'm sure some people would probably challenge that. Boy, you imagine if he'd have been around today how much that would be challenged. But even then, so he even from the get-go, I guess maybe he just had the kind of personality that wasn't worried about getting credit as much as solving the problem and doing something incredible. And so what if he came up with the idea and Jefferson or Madison or Benjamin Franklin, you know, took it and ran with it?
He was really a statesman. He was not a publicist. Mm-hmm. Both Madison and Jefferson were much more public figures. They much more promoted themselves. Mason was very family-oriented. He liked to stay at his home in Gunston Hall. He was a widower with 9 children that he had to raise. Mm-hmm. So he preferred not to be in the limelight like Madison and Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Madison, you also address, you know, that it was Mason's insistence on the Bill of Rights, and yet we give Madison all the credit as being, you know, the father, the supposed father of the Bill of Rights. If Madison is the father, then Mason is the pre-father of it.
Yeah, that's a great phrase. Madison and Washington were both opposed to a Bill of Rights at the Constitutional Convention. In fact, Mason was one of the three men who did not sign the Constitution because there was no Bill of Rights. So it was his Virginia Declaration of Rights that finally Madison and Washington came to accommodate, really, and they adopted it basically from him because there was a great cry at all of these conventions that there must be a Bill of Rights to the Constitution, and both Madison and Washington opposed that, but eventually they adopted Mason's Declaration of Rights, and those became the first 10 amendments.
Yeah, William, you know, we think about that, and often, and I've spoken with other historians, and we appreciate the genius of the Bill of Rights, but now to have the background and appreciate the story even more, I mean, this raises the level of appreciation altogether. I mean, because, you know, think about it. Think if we'd had the Constitution without the Bill of Rights.
Oh, it would be unbelievable. I mean, Mason was a big believer with Jefferson in individual rights, that it not governmental power, the power comes from individual rights and from the people, not the government. And Washington and Madison thought that a strong central federal government was key, whereas Jefferson and Mason became what's called anti-federalist, believed that individual rights and individual liberties were the most important.
Well, you know, when you really think about it, if you rely on, there's not enough government to take care of the problem. And I think maybe Mason, in his understanding and his reasonings, appreciated that self-rule was the higher calling and the more effective way to go. Otherwise, if you're relying on the government, you are going to go down the road of socialism or some other ism that was going to blow up this great American experiment. But we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. We've got to take a quick break. We've got more from...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's amazing but true, when it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Bill Martinez, live.
Russian Independent, just the way you like us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. George Mason is arguably America's most unappreciated and underestimated founding father. Now, historian William Hyland reclaims Mason for modern Americans at a time when individual rights Mason secured at the beginning of the Republic are under threat. And as we were talking in the first segment, William, I have to tell you, that's my thought. if George Mason somehow had a way of channeling back into the 21st century America, what words of admonishment would he have for we the people?
Well, you know, he really wrote, and these were his words, that government is instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people. So he was a huge believer in individual rights, states' rights over the government. He thought that the government worked for the people and was instituted for the people and not vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, take that phrase in terms of for the common good. And I think that sometimes that is misrepresented and misappreciated, especially in today's world, in the body or in the political process, where it seems that these politicians have found a way to buy votes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, his words again, quoting from the Virginia Declaration of Rights, that all power is vested in and derived from the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, you know, in modern days, we've got it backwards. We've got, you know, government doing things for us instead of we do things for the government. The government is supposed to work for the people, not vice versa.
Yeah. Well, and we're seeing time and again, and this has been going on for decades, because for some reason it has gone unchecked. And maybe because by our own human nature, we want to look to government, and and I think this is the clash. If anything is a true crisis right now, it is what we're in the middle of, and just in terms of interpretation of the Constitution, because you've got a group of people who believe the Constitution that the Founding Fathers did in fact say and mean what it was that they wrote down, and then you have others who side with Barack Obama that say, well, the Constitution is really elastic. You know, you got to think about all those years that have passed by. I mean, that is kind of the opening argument that really dismembers and de-establishes the Constitution altogether, does it not?
No, I agree with you. I think you have to go and look at the original intent of these people like Mason, like Jefferson, like Madison. What was their original intent mm-hmm. with the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence? Mm-hmm. And Mason and Jefferson were all very clear that government was instituted and made for the people, for individual liberties. It worked for the people, not vice versa. So they were very, very much in the individual liberties, individual rights, and natural rights that came from God. He was a very deeply religious person. These were natural rights given not by the government, but by their creator.
Yeah, you actually channeled my next question, I got to tell you, William, because my thought was, as being a single parent raising 9 kids, I would think the only way you could get through with it is by relying on God. And so he had to be a man of faith. And, of course, he blessed us with that that concept, that idea that we had God-given rights.
Oh, absolutely. And going back to his Declaration of Rights, he says that religion is the duty which we owe to our Creator. He said mutual duty to of all to practice Christian forbearance, love, and charity towards each other. But he was a huge believer in freedom of expression, freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very controversial in the 18th century.
Right. Well, yes, exactly. I mean, considering where, the pilgrims, where the immigrants, you know, the founding individuals, let's take it beyond the fathers, but the rest of the rest of the founding of our country, this burgeoning country, it was made up. You know, where did they come from? Coming from Europe, where they had all this oppression, this idea that, church and state went hand in glove and that there was no wall of separation.
Right. That the wall of separation basically was from Jefferson's term.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that there should be a distinction between state governments and state-sponsored religion.
Exactly.
But he was very, very deeply religious. His wife died at a very early age, at 39, and he was in mourning for many, many weeks, months, years after his wife died. And he had to raise 9 children, and it was with the faith in God, really, that sustained him.
Exactly. Well, it's been said that our Constitution was designed for a people of values and morality. And without said values and morality, the structure of the Constitution falls on itself. It implodes. And in many ways, I look at this culture today and its rejection of God. And, you know, it's become more and more, I don't know if you want to say amoral or less moral, however you want to describe it. But the morality substructure that is so critical to our Constitution has been compromised. Is it no wonder that this is adding to the crisis, the constitutional crisis that we're subjected to?
Oh, absolutely. I think Mason would agree with you. He was, again, devoutly religious, devoutly Christian. In fact, his second wife that he married 10 years later was, in fact, Catholic. Mm-hmm. And he married her, and that was, again, very controversial in 18th century Virginia, because most of the religion came from the Anglican Church in England. But he was devoutly religious, believed in God, and, you know, that really sustained him throughout his life.
Mm. Well, this headline comes glaring at me, and it's from the mouth of George Mason, the founding father who championed our God-given rights, and that is to disarm the people that was the best and most effectual way to enslave them.
Absolutely. He wrote that in the Virginia Declaration of Rights. He also went on to say that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. So he basically believed in the right to bear arms, not only for the militia, mm-hmm. but for individuals. He was strictly afraid that, you know, the centralized government, even with a president like Washington, was going to evolve and devolve into an aristocracy like King George III that they had just broken away from. So he really believed in a right to bear arms, not only for the militia, but for individuals.
Mm-hmm. William, I think to be honest, Mason, Madison, Jefferson, I mean, go down the list here, understood the tension that was taking place. It wasn't like, and I explained to our audience, it wasn't like when our country was born that everybody said, oh, yes, this free republic, this is awesome. You know, this is, oh, we're all going to, you know, march to this new drumbeat. I mean, you had this dynamic tension of people saying, hey, look, at I think this idea has credence and this is worthy of commitment. But then you had the others that say, oh, no, I still, boy, I profess the king as my leader. I want us still to have some sort of rule similar, which was ironic because they ran away from it. But yet that's what they knew and they were comfortable with. And I would say to some degree that tension, although it's evolved a bit, but that is still here. That it's not that we have 100% of the people. I mean, of course, today we know it because the current vernacular is, hey, let's talk about socialism. And some have argued because of the indoctrination of our young children who have gone through college and we've paid all this money for their college tuition. And we've allowed professors to indoctrinate our children away from these founding principles.
No, I totally agree with you. You know, history is kind of in the dustbin of, you know, academic curriculum. More people need to read history, especially in college. I mean, if you go back to these founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Virginia Declaration of Rights, these are all our ideals and our principles on which this country was founded.
Well, William Hyland, I cannot thank you enough for this book. It is such a blessing, and I know your readers are going to be blessed by it. We're linking it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available in all the usual places. The book, George Mason, the Founding Father Who Gave Us the Bill of Rights. William, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by FedEx Office. 82% of small business owners and 61% of consumers choose to have items professionally printed more often than they did in 2018. This, according to the latest print survey from FedEx Office, nationwide provider of printing, packing, and shipping services. Among the key findings, 92% of small business owners say professional printing helps them compete and attract new business. Amy DiCicco, SVP at FedEx Office.
Even with the digital revolution, professionally printed materials remain highly valued by small businesses and consumers. Nearly half of them noted that digital and mobile access is an important factor when professionally printing items.
Professional printing is vital to job searches and hiring trends. The survey found that business cards and resumes are important resources to connect with people. For more, visit fedex.com/office.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new restrictive abortion law. The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
It's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that in my experience is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law. President Trump tweeting this morning that those in the U.S. illegally should not be too comfortable, saying that the Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers at the southern border. His tweets coming a day after he outlined a new immigration reform plan that Democrats call dead on arrival. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day. And we're going to be talking about our vets here, okay? Nearly 150 million Americans didn't go to the dentist last year. Millions more live in places where there is little or no access to care. Other barriers like cost, lack of insurance, fear also prohibit regular dental visits. Now, this is especially challenging for many U.S. military vets who are not eligible for dental benefits through the VA unless they are 100% disabled, have a service-related mouth injury, or were a prisoner of war. To serve the men and women who have served our country, the nation's largest network of branded dental offices, Aspen Dental, is working to close that gap for those vets who have not previously been able to access dental care through its Healthy Mouth Movement. Now, since launching in 2014, the Mouth Mobile has served more than 21,000 vets across the U.S., and 2019 marks the sixth anniversary of the program's day of service. Now, on Saturday, June the 8th, 450-plus Aspen Dental offices are going to be opening their doors to provide free dental care to thousands of vets. That is great news. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Anita Amajwani. She's the Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Dr. Amajwani, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, congratulations on all the great work that Aspen, you know, Aspen is doing, Aspen Dental, and what you're going to be doing for the vets here coming up the first week of June on June the 8th.
Yeah, we're so excited. I mean, this is one of our most highly anticipated programs of the year throughout our organization. We have doctors and teams that are so excited, like I mentioned before, about this. And it gives them an opportunity to give back because we know that this is very near and dear to the hearts of them as well as the organization. And so we've put this program together to support them and to ensure that we can give the veterans an option when it comes to access to care.
And I think some people are surprised to hear that, more than any other population, vets have the need for low-cost or free dental care. That's surprising.
It is very surprising, and I get the question a lot, like, how is this even possible? Like, and you think about it, these are individuals, men and women, who have served our country. They've sacrificed so much, and so what we know is that for many veterans, unless they're 100% disabled, mm-hmm. have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or were a prisoner of war, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration. And it's unfortunate because you think about how the mouth is a gateway to the rest of the body,
exactly.
And how that can affect your overall well-being. And to know that there are veterans out there that are suffering from pain, oral diseases that can easily link to other systemic diseases, and they feel hopeless, they feel discouraged. And so for us, we want to make sure that we can give them hope. We can give them their smile back. We can get them back on the road to healthy.
Yes.
And so on the day of service, and this year marks our 6th annual day of service, but on that day, our doctors and teams are going to be focused on getting the veterans' most urgent needs taken care of, getting them out of pain, empowering them with the knowledge on just a general sense of their dental health, and helping them get back to the things that really matter the most to them.
What does that day look like for the vet who comes in? And I imagine you've got the full spectrum. You've got people with, teeth that could be severely rotted, maybe even some gum issues, the whole gamut. So what does that look like for a vet coming in and participating on June the 8th?
For many veterans, when they come in, you can see the anguish on their face and just how unsettling it feels. And for some of them, the lack of confidence or just being self-conscious about their smile and their overall dental health. And for us, it's a no-judgment zone. Our
sure.
priorities, we want to address their needs. We want to get them out of pain. We want to empower them. They get a chance to interact with our doctors and our teams. And, they're going to be greeted with a smile. We want their experience to be as comfortable as possible, and we want them leaving happy, and that's exactly what you're going to see on that day. Veterans that are so happy, they're so grateful, they're getting their smile back, they're getting their confidence back, and essentially, again, it's improving their overall quality of life. And if we can do that on that day, then we're on to something great, and our mission is, we want to see as many veterans as possible on that day.
Mm-hmm. And you've got, 450 units across the country that are going to be offering this dental service, right?
Yes, nearly mm-hmm. 500 of our Aspen Dental offices across the United States will be providing free care on Saturday, June 8th.
You mentioned, pain. And I can imagine some of these vets have been dealing with pain for a long time. And as you say, they come in and you can tell they're worn out just from what we might call pain management, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine not being able to see a dentist for 10, 15 years and you're harboring teeth that are broken down or gums that are severely inflamed. It's uncomfortable to eat. It's uncomfortable to chew. It's uncomfortable to talk. And think about what we use our mouth for, not just functioning, chewing, smiling, expressing emotions, speech, and not having the opportunity to do that. How detrimental is that to your overall well-being? And we're on a mission to take care of every veteran that we see on that day and get them back to a road to a healthier state.
Dr. Manjwani,
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about about Mouth Mobile?
I'm so glad that you asked that.
Yeah.
So the Mouth Mobile is another one of our veteran programs that we have in the organization, and it's a 42-foot-long dental office on wheels, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
It's decked out with two operatories. It's state-of-the-art technology. It's even got a special reception area for the veterans to sit and get comfortable as they wait for x-rays or they wait for dental care. And it's a great experience. People are always always so surprised when they come on board, because they're like, wow, this sort of feels like a dental home. And, you know, you can see the sense of urgency and the momentum there of just how focused our doctors and teams are on getting the veterans taken care of in a timely manner, and again, getting them back to a healthier state. And and then not just on the Mouthmobile do you see that experience, but outside of the Mouthmobile too, for many of these men and women, veterans, they get a chance to connect with their brothers and sisters in arms. And so you see them out in the reception area sharing stories and experience. And I think that also mitigates some of the fear that they have, that dental anxiety, you know, knowing that they're there and they're also being well taken care of. And then to see those smiling faces as they're departing from the Mouthmobile experience also reinvigorates, you know, that sense of comfort.
Right. Well, we've got to wrap things up. I appreciate your time. But very quickly, one final question. Where can vets go to their community to access free dental care on June the 8th?
I'm so happy you asked. They can call us at 1-844-277-3646 to find an Aspen Dental office that's participating in the day of service, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com. And here's what I'll tell you. Our appointments are filling really fast because there's such a high demand for this free care. So please, you know, if you're a veteran or you know of someone that's a veteran, give us a call at 1-844-277-3646 and reserve your appointment.
Well, Dr. Majewani, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You got it. You got it. Dr. Anita Majewani currently serves as Director of Clinical Support at Aspen Dental Management, providing one-on-one coaching and mentorship to new dentists as well. Appreciate her time.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers USA announced that Wells Fargo & Company has committed to a 3-year title sponsorship of the organization's annual event, the No Barriers Summit. This year's summit is in Squaw Creek, Lake Tahoe, California, June 13th to the 15th. The summit inspires attendees through motivational speakers, cutting-edge accessibility innovations, networking opportunities with like-minded individuals, and more than 30 adaptive activities to help attendees break through barriers. Dave Scherna is the executive director and co-founder of No Barriers.
Our collaboration with Wells Fargo has always been built on the pillars of trust and a bold vision for the future. With this new commitment, Wells Fargo will help No Barriers unleash the potential of thousands of people who are striving to break through the challenges they face to be their best.
Online registration is open through June 12th. For more, visit www.nobarriersusa.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your help. I'm running for your heart. Dear, I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire. Dear, I am my soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, it was in March of this year that the House introduced the Equality Act. Okay, sounds, you talk about equality. I mean, who doesn't like equality? But you got to really, you know, typical of anything that comes out of Congress, you got to read the small print and sometimes even the smaller print. Well, here to help us understand what the Equality Act is all about and how it could impact your lives. I mean, it's already impacting it to a certain degree, even though it hasn't been fully codified. Bruce Connect, House Connect, the focus on the family's judicial analyst is with us to help us understand. Bruce, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Good to be with you.
Yeah, don't you love, politics and, lawmaking and everything? I mean, they give you something on the surface that sounds good until you open up what's behind door number two.
Yes, and it's a Pandora's box. This bill is anti-Christian, it's anti-woman, it's anti-child, it's anti-life. It even promotes abortion. So there aren't too many categories where this bill doesn't offend every sensibility that we as parents and Christians might have.
And to be clear, I mean, this is being driven by the Democrats, right?
It is. It has like 240 sponsors in the House of Representatives, and only a couple of those sponsors are Republicans.
Wow. 200, everybody wants to get their finger on this to claim some sort of, some kind of reward, I guess, with their constituency. I mean, like, we're all part of the Me Too movement and everything associated with it, I guess. And so this gives us some sort of sexual credibility. I don't know. This is bizarre.
Yeah, I can't figure it out either because it can't be as popular among all Democratic supporters as their support in Congress and in the Senate would make it appear.
Mm-hmm. Explain to our audience the Equality Act, what exactly it prohibits.
Now, technically, what it does is inject sexual orientation and gender identity into the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which protects protected classes on the basis of, up to this point, race and sex and religion and national origin. And disability, things like that, it now will include these other categories of sexual orientation and gender identity. on its surface, that's what makes it appear so warm and inviting and warm and fuzzy. Because, you know, as you started out this segment saying, who could be against equality, right?
Right, exactly.
Yes, but when you dig deeper into it, it does some egregious things. It's gonna force doctors to give up their religious conscience with regard to performing, for instance, sex reassignment surgeries for transgender people. It'll force doctors and religious hospitals to perform abortions. It will completely gut women's sports by allowing transgender men to compete, as we've seen recently. Mm-hmm. You know, men powerlifters are stronger than women powerlifters, and that's just a fact of biology.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have all religious defenses removed from people like Jack Phillips, the Christian.
I'm saying this is the whole bakery debate all over again.
Yes.
You know, the Kleins and Baker and all the others that have been absolutely harassed. I mean, we're revisiting, but now we're really going to go to the, you know, to the issue of sex.
Yes. And this bill is essentially a national SOGI, a sexual orientation gender identity bill.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fighting them at the local level and the state level for years in various states. But this would simply sweep aside every state's objection to raising those or elevating those categories to protected classes, and it would make a national law creating a superclass of protected categories and eliminate any religious objection to those.
Wow. The culture war has really amped up, hasn't it?
It seriously has. If this bill were ever to be signed into law, hopefully, though, that won't happen this time around, but we have to be prepared.
Right. You know, some people would, on the surface, say, well, what's the problem? You know, I get this from time to time. Bill, why are you so concerned about this? And I said, well, play this out. Right now, today, you're looking at it, the impact of this, of this law in today's language. 5-10 years down the road, what does it look like?
Exactly right. You know, as parents, I think parents of a 13-year-old child who tells their teacher, I think I'm the opposite sex of what I was born as.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher takes them to a counselor without the parent's knowledge. Counselor recommends hormone blockers and surgery ultimately, and parents refuse. They could have their child taken away from them and placed in foster care for refusing to allow all of that to happen.
Right. And meanwhile, this child is at the dinner table with you, distressed, confused, can't talk to mom and dad. I mean, we're having this debate again with, you know, the schools getting involved with offering, sex protection, you know, for your daughter. And here's your daughter dealing with it, and for whatever reason, at that point in time in their life, they're not comfortable talking with mom or dad about this, but somehow they talk to some well-meaning teacher, and they're having an impact on the family unit.
Yes, exactly right. And in conjunction with that, it basically creates a national ban on counseling young teens, or actually anyone, mm-hmm. with regard to unwanted same-sex attractions or gender identity issues. So,
right.
And no counseling. There's absolutely no opposing voice to some of these radical decisions that our kids are making.
Bruce, did I read this correctly, where there are some, in some states, they're trying to reduce the liability of teachers having sex with students?
Ooh, I have not heard that. I had not heard that. But,
yeah, I remember reading something, I think it was earlier this week, about this. And I said, you know, all this stuff is part and parcel. We're going to make it so neutral and accommodating that nobody is accountable anymore. I mean, this is, again, look at the trajectory of where this is taking us and what this is going to look like. You know, 5, 10, you know, 20 years, you know, our grandkids, what are they going to be dealing with?
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, this bill is a work of art sponsored by not only the LGBT activist organizations around the country, but in conjunction with Planned Parenthood. It will do us no good to overturn Roe versus Wade if we allow this bill to pass, because this bill puts into federal law everything that Roe versus Wade put into federal law and more.
Right.
So, you know, everyone's excited about talking about Roe versus Wade perhaps being overturned. But if this bill passes, Roe versus Wade will still be part of the law.
Well, that's what I was referring to. You know, in the culture war, we're getting attacked from all angles here. And parents, people of faith, those that are responsible patriots to our country that want to protect their children and their grandchildren have to step up here. I mean, they have to see this seriously as a war upon our very conscience.
Well, it's very true. I think it's the socialist mindset or the collectivist mindset of the left, which says that government knows best how to be raising your child.
Right.
If you don't agree with us, we will ensure that it happens anyway.
Well, it takes a village to confuse the holy what have you out of your kids and to create all kinds of chaos. You know, it's, you know, and that echoes, thank you very much, Hillary Clinton. But this is all part of the collective, as you say, you know, the collective consciousness.
Indeed, indeed. And you can see it right away in issues like religious foster care agencies and adoption agencies. They will all be put out of business by this act, and which means more kids on the foster care rolls, fewer agencies to place them, and you will be sacrificing a generation of kids in foster care just to further a political goal of a small minority class of politically powerful people.
Exactly, and the ethos of the nation is totally compromised as we've abandoned true morality in the process.
But that's true. And
this is really dangerous, Bruce. This is so dangerous. What can we do, Bruce?
Well, a couple of things. We need to stay educated on this. It's up for a vote in the House today, is the last report I heard. Also, we need to register our complaints with our representatives. And if it passes, we'll focus on the Senate next to make sure it dies there.
Yeah.
Folks can check out our website, and we have a call to action where we can send emails or and contact with your House representative at Focus Citizen is the Facebook page, and on the web it's thedailycitizen.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got to activate your citizenship. And the way Focus on the Family and what Bruce is talking about, the way it's been set up, I mean, this is a no-brainer. I mean, this isn't going to take you all day to do this. A lot of the work has been done. All you've got to do is go to the website, sign up, get involved, let your representatives know what's going on. And, oh, by the way, you better make sure you take names, because there is an election just around the corner. And we can do something about it to make sure that we have people that are fighting on our behalf and on our children, grandchildren behalf. In Congress, working for we the people. Bruce Hosconnect, Focus on the Family's judicial analyst. Bruce, as always, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be with you.
God bless.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.